Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Rikari Austin, and I'm one of the hosts of GCX 2022. That's right. We're already talking about next year. Now, we want you to join us at Rosen Shingle Creek in Orlando, Florida, as we come together for another unforgettable GCX. Tickets are going fast, and look, we want to see you. So visit gcxevent.com/tickets to book now.
As the seasons change, so do our selections. The seasonal selections from King's Coast Coffee Company are custom roast sourced and selected to pair with the changing of the seasons. We take the time to source and pair up coffees that reflect the current season and are roasted to highlight tasting notes that pair with the season on hand. Here for a while, then making way into the next, this is a great roast to try on its own or make any coffee subscriber happy. All right, guys, it is episode 26 of Coffee and Chill, a little bit later in terms of recording during the week than we normally would like, but I was away. So, my man, how you doing? It's been a minute. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, it's been a while, right? A week and a half. Dude, I have to be honest. We were talking earlier today, I think it was, and it was like, it's already Thursday. Like, we can just wait until Sunday and do a long one. And then you're like, oh, we haven't missed one yet. Like, let's do it. Let's do it. So 26 weeks in a row, half a year. That's half a year, right? Yeah, it's 52 weeks in a year.
That is half a year.
If I know how to do math, like that's half of a year that we've done this every week. You know,
that does not feel like that at all.
No, it doesn't, right? And it hasn't always been on Sunday. Sometimes it's been on like a Monday or maybe it's been a Tuesday, but like, I don't know if I've stuck with something like this, like like stupid like this for half a year, you know, so I'm kind of proud of ourselves a little bit.
That's not bad. I didn't think of it like that. That is pretty wild.
Yeah. And it's like I'm kind of excited for what the next part of the year looks like. You have convinced me along with everybody else to try out MLB. So
there is no hype train like MLB, brother.
Yeah. So I pre-ordered like the $100 edition, I think, to get like the pre-order bonuses. It's downloaded already. I know almost nothing about baseball. The last time I actually watched baseball, like maybe like 10 to 20 games in a season was like the mid 2000s, like the Pirates. And I'm a Pirates fan, I guess, technically. Yeah. And they've been terrible for the longest time, right? So there's like zero interest in like Pittsburgh Pirate baseball.
Yep.
But like I'm hoping I can just learn the game, learn the video game, and enjoy a real Ultimate Team mode, even though it's not called Ultimate Team.
It is something else. It is something else. The Ultimate Team mode. They did the reveal trailer for. They've done these trailers or deep dives for the last like month. And today at 6 p.m. they did the Diamond Dynasty one. And it's coming up at the time of this recording. We're 3.5 hours away from Diamond Dynasty or the game being launched. So we got to see some pretty big things, who the live series collections are going to be, all that. And man, it is just such a better mode. Not than just NHL. I don't want to harp on just NHL. On any other Ultimate Team mode, it doesn't come anywhere close.
Yeah, I'm mostly looking forward. So like we still have GWC going on, right? Yep. I'm still in there.
Yeah.
And the matchups just came out too.
They did.
For GWC. And I think I had a similar reaction to you. I just have like this sour taste in my mouth with NHL right now.
Yep.
Part of it's the community, some people. Part of it is the state of the game. And then also just like, I think GWC this year is just kind of like a wash with the four consoles and stuff. So I'm still very excited to participate. I feel really good about how I'm playing, but I'm also just excited to try something different.
You're going to be blown away. I know what you're like. I was saying this on stream today. I've known you for like 7 years now, it seems. I think like quite a while. Like
five. I think it's been five.
Five would be 27. Yeah, so 5 years now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a pretty good understanding of what you like and whatnot, and you definitely get it, like the grind and then how you improve at the game. I think you're really gonna like, and the strategy of it that you'll find. It's a very easy game to get good at it. I've said this before. It's a very easy game to get good at. It is damn near impossible to become elite at it. So I'm excited to play you a number of times and absolutely crush you into dust.
Listen, I'm not playing you until I feel like I'm good at the game, because I can't give you that. Like, I just can't, you
know. That's okay. That's all right. I would love that even more, to be honest with you. I'd like that even more for you to feel like you're good. And then I just absolutely wax you senseless. But who knows? I'm probably going to be bad. Who knows?
Yeah.
I was pretty good last year, though.
Dude, you have your subathon starting tomorrow too.
Yeah, the time of this recording, guys. I don't think I've talked about it on here, but yeah, I'll be doing a subathon. I'm trying the, I mean, okay, like obviously, selfishly, you know, the subathons are good for business as a streamer. You know, a subathon, for anyone who doesn't know, is basically the streamer doesn't end their stream until they run out. The timer runs out, and how the timer increases is by gifted subs or subscriptions to the channel. So obviously, it's a big bump in like income for streamers and whatnot, but honest to God, the main reason why I decided to do this is because I just want to make a name for myself in the MLB community. I want everyone to know that I make MLB content, regardless if it's the biggest creators, the smaller creators, the community that watches it regularly. And I think that I have such a generous community from NHL that I've built up that, you know, I have no idea. I'm doing an uncapped one. In the beginning of NHL 22, I did a capped one at 72 hours, and they hit that in the second day. And I streamed 72 hours. I slept on stream, all that. Uncapped means I just won't end it until the boys don't want it. They want it to end. When they want it to end, it will end. So I'm excited. I'm a little nervous. I did get COVID. I guess we could talk about that as well.
Yeah, dude, that was up to you. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Yeah, we might as well bring it up. So, but yeah, I'm excited for my subathon. That being said, if you're listening to this, it's probably ongoing. And if you want to watch some MLB, I will be checking in on the new NHL stuff, but I will not be playing NHL games. I'll be checking out the content, making some videos about the reviews of stuff, because that's not stopping while I'm streaming.
Wait, here's my question for you. Yeah. So tomorrow is Friday.
Yep.
I don't know when this is coming out.
Yep.
Are you going to be streaming NHL 22 at that 5 o'clock time
slot? At five, yes. I will be trying to, why, do you want to slide in there and get on the team of the season?
My wife was like, hey, I'm going to happy hour with my friends. Not that she's pregnant. She's not going to drink.
Yeah.
Hopefully, right? I'm just kidding. But I was like, I guess I'll just stream and, you know, play some Hot Champs games. I'm like, maybe Sleaze is streaming MLB during that time. The directory gets a little smaller when that happens, but
I can't give you team of the season, unfortunately. I missed it when I was on vacation. They randomly just tried to drop it. But all right, let's talk about vacation real quick. I talked about this on stream, told the story. It was great and awful. So for anyone that wasn't on my stream, I'll go through the very quick version of the story. I haven't gone away since my honeymoon, which is like four. I haven't gone away for vacation purposes. I've traveled a ton for work and events and things like that, but I've never gone away, just me and my wife, since my honeymoon, which is 4 years ago, essentially. So we decided to go to the Dominican. She plans everything. It's phenomenal. She's all prepared, all this. Dude, so on the way there, bro, my stomach starts bothering me. And I thought it was like anxiety because we had to leave Summer, and I was scared that they were going to let her out. Like my mother-in-law, and they watched Summer, and she's such a big dog. It was just tough to have. I was scared she was going to get away. And I thought it was anxiety or something. My stomach was just killing me. And then I decide, you know, we go and get something to eat on the way there, and I get like a wrap or something, and it gets even worse. And I'm like, I can't handle this. I don't know what it is. And she was like, take a Tums. Took three Tums. I never take Tums. Gone.
I like Tums. I think they're delicious, by the way. But
they are pretty good. They're like the flavored candies, like the Flintstone meds. Yeah. And so it appears that I get severe heartburn now. So that's new. Never had it before. If you've never had heartburn, have you ever had a heartburn, by the way?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, it's exact same thing I said. So. Anyone, like, I was like, my wife's trying to describe to me that I have heartburn. And I'm like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's like a burning of just above your stomach, but you think it might be your stomach. Like, so it's very, very weird to describe. So I was like, I don't know what heartburn is. I had no idea. So anyways, so we fly to the Dominican. It's okay. Our room is phenomenal. We meet a couple friends, like people that we meet there at the pool bar, and we're having a great time. The rum is awesome. I love spiced rum, and there was some a great couple of rums that I tried there. But every time I ate something, whether it be a buffet, at a restaurant, whatever, immediately had to have like three tums afterwards. Okay. So I got that to look forward to. And then I wake up. So well, first off, Thursday, so we get there Tuesday. Thursday, I find out, I leave my phone. I left my phone just in the room, didn't give a shit, which was good. Nice.
You should have. That was a smart decision.
And then I pick it up when I go to the room and we're getting changed to whatever. And I look up and I get a nice little tweet that says Team of the Season's being released. And I looked at my wife and I was like, this is ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
it's early, real early. And
I mean, there was still like 20 games left, right?
Yeah. Like some people have been like, dude, they always release one like early-ish. I don't remember one being released like 20 games, over 20 games to go in the season. Anyways, you know, I decided to record. I was like, screw this. I recorded a video. I was a little sauced. Everyone that got to watch it, that was me. Just a little. I was in the sun a little too much. It was a little burnt. I was gassed, and Tyler got it done for me. I recorded it on voice memo, and he threw it all together. So props to Tyler, my editor, for working overtime. But so anyways, that was kind of annoying. Made me think about work a little bit, which I didn't want to do. Saturday morning, like 2 a.m. I'm still feeling like garbage the whole time. And whenever I eat, my stomach kind of hurts, but it's just heartburn. 2 a.m. rolls around, and I'm like, man, Scott, I don't feel well. And we think nothing of it, whatever. Sorry, the night before, I'm like, I don't feel well. I take a COVID test. She brings like 15. She's super prepared. Test, we both test negative, whatever. So I'm like, so it's not that. Maybe I just have the flu like I did last, like a couple weeks ago. I had just the flu. Mm-hmm. So then Saturday morning, like 2 in the morning, I roll over and I got the man baby cold. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And your wife, like, can't understand it. You just act like an infant. Like, you're just, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're
weak. I think men in general deal with sickness way worse than women.
100%. Because they just take it like a champ. Like, it's just like, oh, no, here's another day, right? Like, I'm just sick. And we're like, oh, I can't move. It's too cold. It's too hot. Yeah. My legs hurt. Like, and I'm like, this isn't, like, I feel really sick coming. I was like, can you give me a COVID test? And it tests positive. Now, Dominican is a third world country. And we're just stuck there because you have to test negative to fly home. And we don't fly until Tuesday. This is Saturday morning. She tests. She's negative. I don't understand the science behind that, but nonetheless. So Saturday, I spend the entire day in the room, but it wasn't so bad because I got to watch you dominate and Henry dominate in the shootout challenge for Chevy, which was an awesome event. We talked about that last week. Congrats to you. You came in second to Regzy. And then Henry made Sports Center.
How about that? That's kind of crazy, huh?
I love art. Art does all sorts of stuff like that. Hilarious. Yeah. If you didn't see the tweet, the shootout attempt that featured Henry literally was on Sports Center's top five, like, crazy plays of the night.
I mean, I'll never make Sports Center in my life, but it's cool that my pig did. I think that ship has sailed for me. Like, any athletic dreams died about 15 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So that was really cool. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe I'll, you know, I whatever. So then Skyla comes in on the Saturday night. Skyla, she still sits by the pool. She's negative and everything like that. And we're being pretty careful. Test negative again. All right. So now we're researching, like, what happens. We've heard rumors that resorts in tropical place, like, you know, like Dominican, Cuba, all that, what they'll do is they'll, if you test positive, they'll make you stay 10 days in quarantine because they want the income from that.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh my God. But then the issue was is that on the 1st of April, which is now tomorrow, they don't require tests to come home. So we're like, are we just going to have to stay to the 1st? Do we got to stay the full 10 days, which would have been April 9th, which then instantly threw me into shock because I had all these plans for MLB and all this. And I was just like, oh my God. Anyways, I'm sick as a dog. I don't leave the room for the rest of the trip, which was awful. It sucked a lot. And, you know, but that is the risk you run when you travel during a pandemic. So that's on me. And it sucks because my wife feels really guilty about it. And I feel bad for her, obviously. Yeah. But anyway, so on Monday morning, we leave Tuesday. Air Canada sends us a rep you know, to test us. It does it for everyone for your flight. You got to test negative to go home. So they come and we know what's going to happen or whatever. So we don't do our tests, and then he packs up and they leave. And they're like, you'll get your results in 2 hours. So we sit there and we wait. Results come in and we're both negative. And me and my wife look at each other and we're like, what? Like, I'm not going to lie, I had full COVID. Like, I can't breathe. I had a really hard time breathing. Like, I was getting a little concerned that, you know, I was one of those random few that needed, like, a ventilator or something.
Yeah.
And I'm also, like, scared of, like, getting the slightest cough. So, you know, it wasn't good. And so we're like, okay. So we sit in the room again. We don't go out or anything like that. We just thank our blessings again. It became very suspicious to me. So that happens. And then obviously when we go to the plane and whatnot, I'm masked up to the tens. I've got my hood on. You know, I get on the plane and I'm looking around and I'm like, dude, there is way more people here that have COVID.
Yeah, for sure.
So then it gets even worse. So as we're about 20 minutes from Toronto on the plane, and this message comes over the speaker from this lady, like one of the attendants, and she's like, we've got some bad news about the airport. And I was like, what an awful way while you're like landing to start a message.
What
over
does
the
that
intercom.
Even mean?
And then she pauses for what seems to be like an eternity. And me and my wife are looking at each other like, what the? And then they announce that they have to, due to COVID regulations, they have to release 50 people at a time because they can only have 50 people at a time go through customs and go get their luggage and everything. And I've flown a couple times during the pandemic, and I've never heard of that in my life. I asked John Wayne, who works for an airline, and he has never heard of that. And I am fairly certain it is because that they knew that multiple people had COVID on this flight.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So my wife tests negative again when she lands. Like somehow yesterday she was negative again, and I had to do a PCR test, comes back positive, whatever. Now I just have to wait it out. I'm feeling pretty good today. And then today, I was still so blown away my wife didn't get it. And we were careful. Like I said, on the plane, I didn't use the bathroom. I literally sat with my hands in my pocket and my wife gave me a grab all and I slept the whole way up against the window. And, but yeah, then today my wife got tested, wasn't feeling well, and that's a GG. So now she has it, and, we're just battling through it. We quarantined now, but like just what I get for trying to take a vacation, I guess. Like it was not good. You know, it ended up costing a lot of money. It was terribly anxiety filled.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. The first 3 days, it was just me and my wife. I had a really, really, really fun time. And I'm happy I got to do that at least. But I was happy to get back. But the problem is now that I'm back and I have all these plans, I'm exhausted because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But I'm at the end of it. I can already tell I'm getting to the end of it. And, you know, we'll move on. It is.
Dude, you sound
is.
Like 1,000 times better than you did even 2 days ago. Like, yeah. You hopped on like a voice chat on Discord a couple days ago, and I was like, guy sounds like he's dying right now.
It was rough, man. It was not enjoyable at all. But yeah, I got to go. We got home. I missed my dog. God, I missed my dog. That's the thing you're going to love the most, man. When you go away for a weekend or something, Bella comes back and you're just going to, I'm sure that you get happy when you see Henry, but a dog hits different. I think.
Oh, dude, Bella's like the number one person in my life right now. Dude, she's so awesome. She finally sleeps in the bed now. Really
Bro, you're
well.
You're so lucky that it happened so young. Like how old's Bella?
Like 5 or 6 months.
Bro. So
she's really good, dude. She's a special dog. I'm telling you. She's really good.
So Summer stayed with my mother-in-law and her boyfriend and then like their family. And they have a dog and that's like Summer's best friend. And they just run around all day long. And they're not nearly as strict as we are. They, you know, they didn't crate her for any time during the day when she needed a nap or anything like that. They just let her run and sleep wherever. And we come home and she sleeps on the bed with us last night. Like God, man. Anyways, that's what I've been waiting for like 9 months. Yeah. She's 10 months in 6 days. So. Finally, she just can chill long enough. Like Skyla worked today, even though she had COVID. She worked today and Summer just chilled upstairs, walked around, did her own thing. So that was pretty nice. But yeah, we're back and ready to grind MLB.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. You know, something new, something different. Break up the monotonous. These are the cards that came out today.
Let me talk about the drop off because it is. Like, we're like a chill podcast, so we can't just be like, the game is god-awful, I'm done with it. Because, well, A, you can't because you're competing. But they have, like, they have to. There is no way to go into that office and not know that MLB is dropping. That you and that you, like, they'll see their player base. It's not over exaggerating. Like, I said this before, that once GWC Open qualifiers are done, you're going to see a big disinterest level just crater. And I'm wondering if that's like an issue now, because GWC has been a thing now. We expect it. It's like all that, even if you're not great, let's say, you know, I mean, obviously there's players that don't care about GWC, but I would say at least 50% build their team up to try and do well in it, of the player base that plays high. Yeah, you know? And the second that you're not in it, it's like, boom, like there's just like, okay, I'm going to play rivals in the summertime. You know?
Yeah, every year I've been like at the point I'm eliminated, I quit playing completely. This year might be a little different just because this is like my first full year, like, oh, I'm a content creator or whatever. So maybe there's going to be like some hot champs mixed in. But I'm hoping, some of the people that watch my channel, if I stream MLB during the week or whenever, I'm hoping like 20% of those people, you know, stick around for MLB.
I think that no matter what, a lot of like your channel's grown so much, you'll see like a drop, but you're going to see a drop in NHL.
I started to notice that too.
Mm-hmm. And dude, it's like,
it happened within a day, right? So like, I don't like going into this year, I was like, I'm not going to care about my metrics no matter what. I'm going to do what I enjoy. But I was like, I'm going to stick to a schedule, right? Because you know how I am. I'm a numbers person. Yeah. And then I started paying attention once it was like, oh, I can get the partner. Let me start paying attention to this. Uh-huh. So like, I'll look at like my average viewers and stuff. And it was like at a steady number. It was rising continuously, even after like GWC qualifiers. And then like last week hit, or like a week and a half ago hit. And it was like, boom, I lost like 10 to 20 like viewers on average. And it's like, yeah, I'm like, not surprised.
I came back and I was probably averaging a little over 300. Weird flex, I know. I'm at like 250, and it only got like, I'm just telling you from experience, like it will just keep going down because people, it's not people not wanting to watch you, it's people don't want to watch NHL.
Yeah, and I totally get it. We've been playing the game for 6 months now, right? So
has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been 6 months.
God, dude, what's crazy is that we've got like another 6 months.
I
can't say that with and just like, I mean, it's not because it's not really 6 months, because once August comes and they start releasing the stuff for NHL 23, it's like you kind of ignore those months, because as a content creator, you're going to notice it this year because you're going to be starved for content or a reason to be excited about the next game. Whereas before, when you were making content, like it felt like a full 6 months. August will feel good again because you'll get that like bump. And then September, it's pretty tough because there's no playing it once you've seen the new game.
I'll have the baby then, right? So by that time. Yeah. So I'm assuming September, which maybe I'm glad that the release, I'm guessing, is October again. I'm assuming
they'll never move it up again.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
imagine them having 11 months to make this. They made this game in 12. What are we going to make another one in 20?
I don't.
We said, you and me both said something the other day when we were in like a chat, and you, okay, for everyone that there's a, for, I'm going to say 90% of people listen to this podcast, maybe 95, you've listened to us enough to know that we were very critical of EA, but there is still some portion of you guys, maybe you're just listening to this for the first time, that think we're EA bootlickers and we're game changers and we're yes men. We both said, and I don't think I've ever said this before, I've never jumped on that bandwagon, but I've never said that this is the worst NHL ever, because usually it's not, it's just not true. This is the worst NHL that I have played as a creator, and it is not particularly close, and it is all levels. Like, I don't enjoy the gameplay, and that's you know, for interpretation. Some people do, some people don't. I'm not someone that enjoys it. And the content, God, I mean, we're bouncing around here, but dude, so this team of the season that came out, I don't understand it.
Like, oh, you mean like the Young Guns? Like, and why some?
They call it Young Guns. So I released a predictions video. I'm like, all right, I'm going to say it's all rookies. All right, let's keep it even keel. Young Guns, all rookies, right? Makes a little bit more sense. And then I'm like, but I think they'll probably include, you know, the under 22 guys that were like Jack Hughes and whatnot, which they did. But then they include Michael Bunting, who's 26, but I get he's competing for the Calder.
There's a Pierre-Luc Dubois, I believe, right?
He's only
23, I think.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's been in the league forever. Like, he's been a solid NHL player for a long time.
For sure. There was just other cards I would have rather seen, and there was no rhyme or reason. Like, a lot of them made no sense, and then there was no set to guarantee making them, unless you had them already, the prior master sets. So now you got to spend an exorbitant amount to just try and get a random one.
Yeah, Why are we doing this? Or you can wait until they're on the auction house. And you know what's frustrating about this? The player base is so small that some of the cards that people wanted, like there was that 6'8" center that was only released for one day.
Yep.
That you could only open in packs on a Monday. And the card's like a million coins. It's like, I would like to try them out for fun. I can't do that.
It's funny because the market has crashed. Except for the extremely high-end meta cards. Because GWC is still going on and there's 64 people left, there are 64 hardcore players that have probably a ton of money or resources into the game that are still hunting for those guys. So if you're a casual player or you're just like, whatever, I want to try out a new card, you're going to be paying full price. Everything else, like 97 trade deadline Ray Bourque, for example, he's going to crater in price. But yeah, the big ones, the meta cards, like those are still going to be extremely expensive until GWC is at the point where it's a draft.
I did want to mention something about the cards, though, because I had an epiphany this week, and it's not really much of an epiphany, but like I have like 700,000 coins. Like my team's really good. Like I have like 96, 97 overall players on the third line. Mm-hmm. And every year it's like, oh, is this card endgame? So like, it finally got to the point where like that line A and Nash came out and I was like, oh, these guys can be on my first line, right? Like I'm going to make these cards, and literally they're almost off my team because we've had so many like 98 overall, just like random cards come out that have 99 speed, even though they're 6'3", because they have to get 99 speed to make them like 99 on the card, that like, I don't think there's end game until like team of the season or like the one set prior to it. Because there's so many, and some of these cards are cheap now too.
Yeah.
Like Jared McCann, I know he came out a long time ago, right? But he's a 99 overall center, 6'1", 99 everything. And he's down to like 700K.
Mm-hmm. You'll just keep going too. Yeah,
they'll just keep crashing. And I think next year, like we've joked about it where we're going to be the first Hut billionaires. But I think next year I am not going to make a single card until March. I am only going to just do the market and play with whatever.
Just play with untradeable cards.
Yeah.
Like you're good enough. You're good enough. Like I have, this is the sad part. And again, you now seeing this as a creator and what happened, and you haven't seen MLB yet. And when you see MLB, bro, you're going to text.
I know it's great. I know it's great.
No, you're going to text me and you're just going to be sad. Like I can't wait for it. Cause I know it's coming. And, I just do not have faith that significant change will happen. And then we're down Nick. We mentioned that.
Yeah. We haven't mentioned that on the podcast yet.
I forgot about it until I just said it. Yeah,
it's been like 10 days since we've recorded. No, it's been longer than that. It's been like a long time. It's been a week and a half. So maybe 10 days since we've recorded. Yeah. Nicholas, what do you go by? Shadow on the,
Shadow or yeah. Yep. Shadow.
Yeah. So he resigned, I guess. He had moved up. He used to be the daily content guy. He had a higher position in Hut. Yeah. Yep. And it was his last day at EA, I think last week sometime.
I had no idea. And I was like, I was sad. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
He was one of the good ones.
So we always say like, oh, this is the worst NHL ever, right? I still believe, and I refuse to not believe it, that that the people that are at EA Vancouver that are working on the game are good people that want to see the same things we do. And they're 100% prevented by corporations, right?
Yeah.
EA is a corporation and they're prevented by that, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I have disagreements with like Ben Ross. How him and I see how gameplay should be in the game is just completely different.
You and everybody else.
But, yeah, right? But I still think, hopefully, he would like to see a better game. I know he would.
He cares. Yeah.
He cares so much.
He's a good one.
He's a really good guy if you've ever talked to him.
Yeah.
And he cares. And it's just like, I think this game, it'll always be made, I guess. But like now I'm just like, is this going to die off in like 2 or 3 years?
I, there is no competitor. So it's like, if you think back in time, the time that EA is lost, it's very rare. So one would be NBA 2K, and then that killed NBA Live. Like, it, where the point where they could not, they did not want to put enough resources in to build a game good enough to go up against a game.
Dude, they tried to half-ass it every year.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't. They didn't even hire a full development team for NBA Live.
Nope.
They brought on people from NHL. They brought on people from UFC, and they're like, "Oh, you guys can make a basketball game. Let's just hear it." And it wasn't so bad.
Like, it took a while. Like, 2K has been around for a long time.
Yeah, they have. They've never went away except for NHL, right?
Yeah.
And MLB.
Yeah, like, well, they got, so, like, same thing. 2K has lost way more than EA has. For
yeah,
EA
you're
to
right.
lose.
That was a stupid statement by me. You're right.
It's all right. For EA does not lose often. So, like, I don't see another developer making an NHL game because I don't think the money's there. It is not a big enough sport to, which is, again, a little sad, but, like, it is just not a big enough sport for another developer to come in and be like, yeah, okay, we're going to make a better game and then deal with EA, because regardless, EA will still sell no matter what. If 2K came out with an EA, I know everyone wants to say that 2K made a great NHL game. They did not. Like,
I disagree with you there,
offline,
but that's
great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they did not innovate at all in terms of gameplay.
No, they didn't.
And that's what absolutely just crushed them. So, and EA trademarked the skill stick. That's what everyone doesn't realize.
That's what it was. NHL 07, whenever they trademarked that changed the gameplay
that
for hockey games.
Killed, like, there's no way.
So I disagree, though, about, like, the hockey's not big enough, right?
I don't think no.
Yeah, but like, hockey games were always popular. Like, I remember being in college, and there were a lot of kids that played, like, the NHL video game, because hockey games were always fun. I think baseball, thinking about, like, MLB The Show's huge. Baseball's way bigger in the United States than, like, hockey by far, but that's also the older crowd. It's not like young people love baseball.
It's not.
But the only reason MLB The Show is so big is because it's a great game, right? You have people that play Madden, that play NHL, that switch to it, and it's big because it's a good game. So as long as, if there was a good hockey game out there, it would transcend the sport. Like, it would be like, I don't watch hockey.
I think so.
I would play this game because it's great.
I think so. Yeah, I just don't see a developer doing that.
No, I agree.
Because, like I was saying, the sales of it, like, you know what I mean. There was, put this in perspective again, I apologize to compare the two a ton. MLB's had a user base of 6 million people. I said that to you this morning and you laughed.
Yeah,
6 million players played MLB The Show 21, and it was completely cross-console. So the market was just, I can't wait. I can't wait for this message. And I think we probably touched, 300,000 to 500,000 across four consoles?
I guess.
Maybe.
I guess.
That bought the game. Like, so we're in a sad point there. And the thing I want to say about Nicholas is that he was one that, he made me, as a game changer, very inclusive. And he loved the feedback from not just me, but the community. He would go on Reddit and ask what you guys want all the time. And I felt good when he moved into his role that he was currently doing, which was the HUT mode. And I was like, okay, sick. He was the HUT content guy, and the HUT content was phenomenal over the last 2 years compared to what it was. And now he's the one that's going to help with the mode. So change new modes, like draft champs, all that kind of stuff. He'd now be the one to do it. And, I hope the next guy is good, and I'm sure he will be. I just don't have a ton of faith that he's going to be as good or as attentive. I'm sure he'll be fine, but it is what it is, right? And, So what did you think about Team of the Season?
I didn't. So I was online last week at 5 o'clock whenever it came out.
Big views?
Was I streaming? I think I was streaming, actually. No, I wasn't streaming.
Okay. Big mistake.
I was just on to see the cards, I think.
Okay.
And stuff. And the sets. And they put out a pack, okay?
I gotta touch on that after.
Put out a pack, and it was 150K for a choice pack of one of three, and it's untradeable. And I was like, oh, I should probably buy this. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll buy it. And they sold out within a minute. It was 5:02 PM and you couldn't buy the pack. And I was like, oh, I wish I would have gotten that. You can't do that. And then I see the sets are in my opinion, it was a lot for most likely what would be a 92 or 93 overall player that I wouldn't be able to use in time for GWC. And you can't make the specific card. And there weren't really, like, Bunting was cool, but he's a 99 6-foot player. Kairu's cool. There's the Evo out of him. So another thing is, like, they have the Moritz Seider card, right? And I'm thinking, like, he has to be, like, the top pairing on the Young Guns team of the season. He's going to come out. He's going to be, like, a 97 overall. And they put him out at, like, a 92 or 93. And I just didn't understand that because we haven't had access to his card all year. He was locked behind that untradeable Evo card that was, like, random. Like, it was a very expensive set at the time to get him.
Same with Bunting.
So I'm like, they have to put out, like, a 97 overall Seider. And it's not usable on my GWC team. And it was just disappointment for me for the Young Guns team of the season. I know the next two will be better, but what did you think?
Same thing, man. It just, some of the selections were weird. And then it was like, I didn't understand the rhyme or reason of what Young Guns meant. It was just a very broad brush to paint. And it seemed random how they selected the overalls, how they selected some of the players. It fell flat. And this is supposed to be the biggest event of the year. One of them. Right?
Yeah.
And I didn't care about any of them. I legitimately, care less.
I don't have one on my team. I won't have one on my team.
No. And what was hilarious, though, was yesterday or today they came out with a pack where you can choose. It's a choice pack that where you like bought. So like you bought the. It was cheap. Sorry, it was cheaper, and you could choose the one you wanted. Like Saad tweeted it out. I gotta find it.
You can choose the card you want.
Yeah,
you're replacing me on there on the camera.
Well, that's my bad. Hang on, let me find it. It was like, because I didn't buy them because obviously I wasn't home. I was in the Dominican. Okay, so. The week one untradeable, it was 150,000, and it was a random one of three choice team of the season player item. And then it was something, what was it? He's like, I spent more points and coins to not even have a choice. How does that make sense? A cheaper pack came out where you could do it. Like just recently today or yesterday. And it was like,
is it what? Still out?
I think it was one of those timed ones. Yeah, I think it was one of those timed ones. And it was just like, why? Like, what? Like, and they're so damn expensive. Like, it's what's crazy about EA and like their marketing, because this is clearly marketing, not EA NHL, where it's like the cards have to remain expensive because they're top end for the remainder of the year, but they don't take into account the player base that's remaining to like have fun. So like in August, you will pay a milli to try and get a 99 in August, which is why? You're hoping that someone's going to shell out $400 to try and get, like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
I'm sure there will be a couple players that do that, and that's what they're banking on, right? They don't care if you have fun. Marketing or whoever, the corporation, they don't care if people have fun. And I wonder if they look at that stuff when they look at internal metrics, like, because they look at engagement, obviously. Do they actually do, like, are these people having a good time? What's the sentiment? What's the social media sentiment on NHL 22? That has to be, I want to know, is that a metric that they do in the board meetings and stuff?
Yeah, dude, I got asked like, dude, like what would you want out of Hutt like in terms of social media? I'm like, dude, I want Hutt to have a pulse. Like, you know what I mean? Like I want to tease stuff, new cards, stuff's coming out, have content creators reveal a new card from the event, like hype, anything. We're just not going to get it, right?
So what's that?
We're really down in NHL right now.
Yeah. Have you played any since you've gotten back?
I streamed twice. I for a total of 5 hours, 6 hours maybe, didn't play a game.
That's good. That's good. It's funny, all this because I'm still in GWC, like I'm having fun with the gameplay, even though I think it's the worst gameplay, just because it's still like that competitive atmosphere.
Yeah.
I complain about the game a lot more than I've ever done in 2 years of streaming, and I don't like that.
Same.
And like sometimes I have to like try to check myself because you don't want to be that negative person. Then you don't play the game, right? And you just talk for 3 hours, which is probably more fun.
It's what I have to do, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So on to something more positive, I guess. Something funny happened at work today.
Lay it on me.
Dude, I think they're trying to get us like secretly back into the office.
Oh no.
Like not required, but there's like there, and it's not even it's like pushing from like managers and stuff. It's like, you know, this might not happen if we were in the office. And I'm like,
oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you're not about that life.
We had an in-person meeting this week, and my boss actually lives like 2 blocks from me. Like whenever he lives really close. So we carpool in if we have like an in-person meeting, and we drive in at like 10 if the meeting's at like 10:30, and then we leave right after.
Okay.
Because we're like, I want to beat the traffic. Like we're going in for the meeting. But I don't know. I just get this feeling like at some point it's going to be like, yeah, you guys have to go in like once a week or twice a week. And and it's like, my pets have gotten used to being at home, right? And that's what sucks is because we can put Bella in daycare, but Henry can't go into like a piggy daycare. Like those don't exist.
What do those look like? Just a farm?
Yeah, right. So and could you imagine me having to like haul him to a farm every day?
He would need like a crane.
Yeah, exactly. He's like dude, he literally lives like, have you ever seen the show like My 600-Pound Life? Yeah. Like that's his life. I don't know. It's weird. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I'm just getting that feeling.
That sucks. And my wife, when she got her new job last, it was during the pandemic. It was in 2020, but near the end of 2020, and she got hired, and the bank she works for were like, we're getting rid of our offices. We'll never go in. So
yeah,
that was, she's never been in her office, and she's like, she's pretty stoked about that. Like I wouldn't, I would be mad. I would be annoyed if she was gone. I like going upstairs every once in a while and be like, hey, and seeing her there. Like it would be.
Yeah. That was the nice thing. Whenever the pandemic hit, I know there's so many like negative aspects of it. Obviously like a ton of people died, but like, it's just terrible. I started that intro so bad. Like the pandemic, a ton of people
your
died.
Your tone was not it. You need. Yeah. I understood what you were saying. But you your tone was,
that was
yes,
terrible.
Yeah.
That was terrible. but then like the professional setting saw a lot of benefits, like people being home and stuff. And then
advanced the workforce like 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. And then just because like the pandemic shut everything down, my wife's a teacher. She was teaching from home. It was so nice having her home all the time. Like just like hanging out at lunch or whatever, just hanging out, doing something. So like she's home during the summer, but like, dude, I would love if she was home all the time. That'd be great. I'm jealous.
Yep.
You have that, dude. Like dude, Sky can make you lunch or something.
Every once in a while, it's like probably like 6 out of 7 days. I'll go up there at like 11:30 or noon because I know it's her lunch and I'll be like, oh, grilled cheese. Bang. Thanks, babe. Yeah. Like, I'll be sad if I got to cook my own lunch.
I know. Dude.
I'm like a baby. Like,
dude, I'm a grown child.
Oh man.
Like I'm so bad at the basic things.
It's so funny because ever since we've been together, she's just done like there's been certain things that she's done and that I've done. Like she's always done our laundry and she just thinks that I just cannot do laundry to save my life. And doesn't realize that I like for 5 years prior, I'd lived on my own. So it's always hilarious. She's like, you're not going to do laundry. You don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, man, how am I going to operate this washing machine? Like, like however will I survive?
Dude, we've also stepped into like our assigned gender roles like unintentionally here. Yeah. Like, cause she does all the laundry, and she's like, "What are you gonna do whenever like we have the baby?" And like, I'm gonna be like tired and stuff for like a month or two. Like, are you gonna be able to do the laundry? And I'm like, I think I can figure it out. Like, we'll see. Or I just won't do it. But either or.
One or the other.
Yeah, we'll survive.
Dude, you see this? Okay, let's talk about Canada for a second. There's this new tax in Saskatchewan, 10% tax on gym memberships.
Why?
I would assume because they don't want people to go to the gym because of COVID, and they can't say and they can't lock it down, so they're like, maybe this will deter more people from going. Mind-boggling to me.
It's funny because it's like there's like the health taxes on things like cigarettes and like maybe beer, I don't know, but like I know cigarettes have like the higher, like I think so. And it's like, that's like the anti-health tax. Like, it's like, this thing's good for you, but let me tax it.
It's, now that I've had COVID, like, it sucks. And I get that. But like knock on wood, like, I'm still here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it was just a bad cold. A lot of people, you know, it's very tough. I don't know how to feel about it, you know? I think that humans adapt. That is one of our our best qualities as a species, is that we just adapt so well to stuff like climate or, you know, like all that kind of stuff. And I think that that is just what it's going to be. It's going to be like a flu.
Eventually,
it'll just never go away. It'll just never go away, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll just natural antibodies, and then eventually there'll be some sort of like chewable vaccine or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and yeah, then we'll just carry on.
Yeah, you're talking to a guy that's the I got the old triple vax, right? Like, I got the booster.
I don't blame
and stuff
people
too.
For doing.
No, yeah, for sure, right? The thing is, I don't know. I just don't know. Like, I'm not that I. You have to be a doctor to discuss these things intelligently. But like, I just don't know. And like, I always just like, they tell me what to do or whatever. I'm going to listen to them unless it's like totally ruining my life. But I'm, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know. We're off the rails today.
We are off the rails. And
I
you know
like
why
rhythm
we're off
isn't
the,
in there. Rhythm isn't
the rhythm
there.
Is not there. And that's okay. All that matters is we're doing it. So okay, listen, all that matters is we're doing it, right? Yep. Not well, but we're doing it.
This is the art of being a content creator. As long as you get stuff out, it doesn't always have to be a banger, but as long as you get it out.
Dude, okay, so let's talk about NHL again here, because I have two things I want to bring up.
All right, yeah, let's go.
All right, so this past week, 2 days ago,
sure.
I released my first YouTube video that was just a pack opening.
Oh, dude, I roasted you about... Okay, yes, go ahead.
Yes, and I started the video off as... I forget what I said, because like I always record these intros on my shitty camera that I got from Amazon for $20, and I just talk for a minute, and then Nathan edits the videos for me. And I mentioned, I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do this my first only pack opening video, like where I just only do pack openings. And I'm like, if it's okay for Thrash Gaming, it's okay for me. Because I was like, I was looking at like some of the other content creators. Like I look at, every now and then I'll look at Henrique, like what kind of stuff is he posting? I don't watch the videos, but I look at like what they're posting. And I see Thrash and it's like pack opening, pack opening, pack opening, pack opening. I'm like, he's crying. It's like 10,000 views.
Yeah, his views are wild right now.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to put out a pack opening video. And it was like the second out, like ranked two out of like
ten.
My
you got
last
the big,
10.
You got the big green arrow.
Yeah. And nah. I was talking to Nathan who edits my videos and he's like, yes, it's doing really well. Like a couple thousand views, which is good for my channel because I have like 2,000 subs. I was like, dude, maybe next year we just do like 3 pack opening videos a week.
I want to know.
And like mix it in.
Anyone who's okay, and same with my channel, I've released like community pack opening videos, but I have literally, they're the bane of my existence. I don't like them because I don't find them entertaining. So it's very difficult for me to make a video because I don't find them entertaining, but you can't argue the views. I want to know if you're listening to, if you're still, this is the question of the week. If you're still listening to this, I want you to tell me that you like, if you like pack openings or you don't like pack openings and why, because maybe it's because we're older.
That has to be it because
I don't
hate them.
Understand it. I do not understand. I can't get like the... Because even if you pull something, it's like, sick, I didn't get it. But it's like, there's the... You know what I mean? Like, why? What?
If you're watching a pack opening video, my channel should be the last channel that you ever watch for a pack opening video because my reactions are so bad. Like, I remember watching like Nashra stream years ago and he pulled like a base Patrick Kane and he was like jumping through the roof and I was like, I could never do that. Right. So like even if I pulled like a Lemieux card, I'm not going to have that much of a reaction. Right?
Is it the reactions that people again, let us know.
That's
like,
yeah, I really want to know because it's like there's a lot of content creators in like FIFA, Madden, MLB that do pack openings that do really well that probably make more money than I do at my job from doing pack openings. So I want to know the science behind these pack openings.
I don't get it. It must be like the dopamine rush you get from seeing the packs and maybe like the, you know,
but
like
it's
you
not
have
you.
Like the, that's what I don't get. But maybe it's like, OK, now you've seen someone pull it. So you're like, I'm going to try. But then it's like, bang, there goes my, you know, my week's check. Like, you know, like,
yeah. Is it also like ethically wrong? Because like you're kind of promoting this like gambling thing, I guess, within the game. I mean, the cards the packs I get are like rewards from like Hot Champs and Rivals, but like if you do like a money pack opening, are you promoting that?
I'm sure you are. Like I said, I would literally not do them if they did not give me a significant amount of views. It's very difficult to make. I'm making at least a video a day for NHL, and it is, and you know, and it's an easy one, just like Coffee and Shell. this is a podcast, but I started releasing this. That's at least a video a week that I can throw on my channel. Yeah, and I think the video version is a little bit better. It's definitely broadened our audience.
Yeah, for sure. I like the video version. I like being able to, like, because whenever we were recording this prior, we were doing it over Discord call, and we couldn't see each other.
Yeah, so same. I'm looking at you the whole time. So the camera that where I'm looking this way is because I can see Kes over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I just don't get the pack openings. And then the second thing, that shootout tournament last week that you touched upon.
Yeah.
So I think we talked about like maybe like the last podcast, but like the finals were last week. The final eight, I competed in the shootout tournament ran by Lazarus, the Chevrolet Good Deeds Cup, the money going to a bunch of good causes. The celebrity judges, there is Arda, there is Steve Dangle, there is Sarah Nurse, and then Toogie and Grizz did the hosting, right? Dude, Sarah Nurse was the best part of it because of her reactions.
Yeah, she was hilarious to watch.
Yeah, like her facial reactions and stuff. Like, she was awesome. I was a little disappointed I didn't win, I have to be honest. So like,
I was stunned. I did not watch the finals. So Henry's shot, I was legit, I felt I was napping because I had COVID.
Like, yeah,
I did not see that.
Yeah, so like going into the finals, playing against seven other people.
Yep.
I had my shots planned out. I was like, the first one's gonna be this blindfold one. And then I had like this other one that was really good. I had another one that was really good. And then I was saving the Henry one for the finals, right? So I got a 10 out of 10 out of 10, like three 10s or whatever on my first shot. So I'm like, I'm gonna do crappy ones this round. Saving the Henry one for the finals, right? So I go second in the finals. The Henry shot comes up, 10s all around, right? You can't beat that. I'm sorry. There's no prop you could do that can beat a pig.
I mean, it's a 300-pound potbelly pig playing NHL. I feel like there's really not much.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to win. So I do my other two shots, right, that I was, like, saving. And then Regs is going last, and I'm like, oh, they're going to give him 10, so it goes to overtime, aren't they? So they give him a 10 for like, I don't know what he did. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
And we go into the finals and he doesn't score. And then I ran out of moves kind of. So I'm like, I'm just going to take a slap shot from the slot and it'll go in. Cause I actually practiced this shot because I was going to do it as like a random shot, like the Owen Nolan All-Star game, 97. And the goalie makes the save like the first time out of like the 20 times I did it. So like we both didn't score, but mine was just a slap shot from the slot. So he got the win. I still won $1,600 from competing in this thing, which is more than what 99.9% of people will get from GWC. So I was happy with that. Little disappointed I didn't win the whole thing. But you had something that apparently came into your mind while I was talking.
Dude, Will Smith and Chris Rock. How do we not discuss this? Okay.
That was the biggest thing in the
you know, when I said that I passed out because I was sick from COVID, I only got two channels in Dominican that worked. One was Fox News, which...
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. A week of Fox News is tough.
Dude, a minute.
Yeah, it's very tough, especially in the States if you are not on that, if you don't swing that side. But as a Canadian, it's even worse because, like, you know, American politics are American politics. But and the other one was like, you know, I got this one channel that played Criminal Minds over and over again. So anyways, I woke up and I'm like, Twitter is just like about Will Smith. And I'm like, what? I go and watch this video. That has got to be one of the most absurd occurrences in an entertainment setting ever. No?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, whenever I saw that, I forget what we might have been playing like Mario Kart or something here. And my friend has like a knack for sending us a bunch of like Twitter DMs, like sharing stuff. And there were like seven from him. I'm like, what the hell happened? And then it's like Will Smith. And I'm like, what? Will Smith hit somebody? How? And yeah. I never expected to see that. Did you?
Dude, no. And then like the... Bro, how awkward was him yelling, bro?
It was so...
Okay, first of all, was he in the wrong?
Yeah, 100%. I'm not even... Was he in the wrong? Yes, he was in the wrong. Because, dude, those things... The host is always a comedian who always roasts people, right? It's always part of the process in Hollywood. Like, you go there, the host makes fun of Hollywood just to, you know, appeal to the people that are watching at home. And it wasn't even that bad.
I feel because, like, that has got to be the worst spot as a married man to be in.
Yeah.
Because, like, the joke is like... It's tough if the person is having a hard time dealing with what what's it called, alopecia, I think it's called.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
And apparently she is, okay. So, you know, I mean, like, that's tough. Maybe don't hit her with that joke then. But, like, he is such at a lose-lose situation because he sits there and he's front row and the camera's on him and it's like...
And he's cracking up.
Yeah, and then it's like, his wife didn't like that joke. And as a married man, like, you have to defend your, you know what I mean? I don't know. Anyone that says that they would have done the same thing as him is lying. Lying, you know?
Yeah, yeah, because that would have happened a ton of times.
Unless some dude at the gym came up to you and said that. Or something like, you know, out on the street. But you're in the middle of the most extravagant award show of all time. Like, the Oscars is probably the biggest event of the year for Hollywood, at least. And it's like... two very famous people.
Oh, know? Yeah. Yeah, like, dude, Will Smith was, like, front row.
Part of me thinks that because the Oscars was almost unwatchable last year and their ratings were, like, the lowest they've ever been. It's like, was that staged? But no.
It wasn't staged. No.
And then he didn't even apologize to Chris Rock.
Yeah, well, he had that apology come out, like, a day or two later.
Yeah, but dude,
and then there were videos that were coming out. It was like him partying at the after party, yeah. It was like the Getting Jiggy With It or like, yeah, Miami or something. Like, yeah. Yeah. And I feel lame for like following this because it's like, I got better things.
Oh, dude, it was all I could follow because Fox News did like a 2-hour thing on it. I'm not surprised
that they did, right? Because anything to make Hollywood look bad.
Yeah.
And what else was there with it? Oh, like, there were like, like the Academy Awards said, like, oh, we asked him to leave.
We don't condone it. And then they gave him the Oscar.
Yeah. Like, well, then it came out like TMZ reported that they never asked him to leave. And TMZ's never wrong. Like, they might be scumbags, but
yeah,
like,
they're
TMZ,
usually not wrong. Yeah, they're not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, with Hollywood, too, it's like they've given standing ovations to the worst of the worst humans ever, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we know all about, like, the people that have been popular in Hollywood that, yep, out there have their history. So what he did it was shocking. It wasn't as bad as, you know, some of the other things.
He didn't rock him to knock him out.
Yeah, it was like he
slapped him in the face, which probably hurt like hell. And props Chris Rock for keeping it together.
He kept it together really well.
In front of millions and just... plowed right through that thing. That's a professional, because he just stood there for a half second, looked at the camera like, ha!
What did he say? This is the greatest night of television or something.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, this is the greatest night of television. Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me. Like, yeah, it's just like, what in the world?
But anyways, and it looked like he was ready to say some other things too, but then he was like,
I'm saying. Like, good for him for not being like, you know, he just said, all right, I won't relax. He's just trying to get him to stop.
Yeah,
he screamed, dude.
Yeah, it was like, keep my wife's name. Yeah, and it's like, dude, it's like, I bet you kids that like grew up with like parents argue and just got flashbacks. That sounded like an argument you heard like down the living room or something, with like a dad screaming something. Yep.
Like God, dude, it was just awkward. Mess. Yeah, it was awful. Yeah.
And then he wins best actor, right?
Everyone watched.
Yeah,
but my goodness, man. That was so random, but yeah, I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, yeah. So we have an interesting week coming up ahead.
Yeah.
We have MLB. We have
might be the first live coffee and chill if my subathon is still going.
I'm glad you brought that up because I did want to mention that to you. So we usually record Sunday night. So if your thing's still going, let's record that Sunday night live on the old Twitch there.
Yeah, so it'll be on. If you don't follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/nosleeves12, my subathon will start.
If you don't follow, if they follow you on, come on now.
I guess come they on probably. Now.
You're the bigger one in this podcast.
Not
here.
Anymore, bro. Your growth is bigger than mine.
No way, dude. I'm like the Robin here. I'm like the Robin to the Batman riding the coattails. Even though I'm better, you know. But
I
still. Can't.
God, I hope you play me in the first week. I hope you play me in MLB in the first week, because I am going to just absolutely tattoo you. I will make sure my credit
card.
Dude,
you were using phrases I didn't even know what they meant forever. You're like, I'm going to hit tanks off you. I'm like, dude, I don't know baseball. I don't even know what that means. Like, I'm guessing home runs. I'm guessing you're going to hit home runs.
I can't wait, dude. You're going to have fun. You are going to have fun, bro.
Yeah.
I hope there is a lot of people in my chat that I hype it up so much. I did it last year too, but I had so much fun with it last year that I played it. I streamed over 1,000 hours of it last year, which is like half of like my stream time or a little bit less.
That's a long time.
It was a lot, man. Like, I loved that game, and they didn't really make any changes. Like, if this was NHL, they didn't make enough changes to even like move the needle a little bit, but the game was probably the best sports game we've had in 15 years. 21 was. And the servers are awful. But like, somehow the game is so well done in terms of Ultimate Team that you just forget about all that. EA, deliver an Ultimate Team that is effective, and look what happens. They don't even care about your other modes. Like, it's...
they don't. Man. They barely have a functioning franchise mode, right? Like, it didn't have updates for a while.
Dude, it's awful. It is bare bones. And the NHL's franchise is pretty good. Very good in comparison to you, so...
Yeah, it'll be fun. And then the week after we get GWC, we have my birthdays on April 9th.
Big stream then.
I'll be expecting some... I'll be expecting some happy birthday subs from you guys. I'll be streaming on the 10th for my GWC games.
Maybe I'll get you a camera so that you don't have a potato.
Dude, you know what's insane? So I'm watching us, right? I see us. The lighting's probably similar in our rooms. Like, my camera, dude, I look like an amateur here.
Dude, no, bro, you have overhead lights. Like,
that's what it is. I need that little,
Watch this. You guys ready? We'll do this live on stream. You want to see what happens? I have horrible lighting in this room. I have three gigantic key lights that fit. You ready for this?
Yeah, it looks like...
That is the power. That is how much I've had to spend on my setup. Like, this is what it would be.
Dude, the people listening on Spotify are like, I'm just assuming it's dark.
Yeah, like, oh my God, it's got to be awful.
So I don't know. I'll make some investments over the summer. I really like to bide my time over this. I always like, dude, over the summer, I read books or whatever, you know, do stuff.
I read Subtle Art of Not Giving.
What do you think?
I loved it, bro. I think that if you get access to social media or just college, it is a prerequisite to go through life and just read it. Whether you fully enjoy it and like the book, it will give you a more calming sense of social media. I will say that.
Because I told you I read it like a long time, 6 years ago, maybe.
There just wouldn't have been as much social media. I don't think that I took it all under the interpretation of social media, not like in, like, you know, relationships in real life. I a lot more just talk about in terms of social media. I'll tell you this. I think the three things that need to be required before you get access to social media is punched in the mouth. I think you have to be punched in the mouth one time in your life for saying something dumb. Not like you just walk up like, I'm here for my punch in the mouth. Like, you say something dumb to somebody and you've been smashed in the mouth. Because if you haven't said something dumb to someone in real life, then you're much less likely to do it online.
Yeah.
You know, because even mouthy people online, they probably tend to be mouthy in person, but the people in person are also just not going to do anything. You need to be smashed in the mouth. I think you need to read The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. And I think that we would have a much better experience on social media. I don't know if you agree or disagree, but
dude, I don't know. My experience on social media is like awful, but it's also great because I love it. Right. So there's so much negativity and then it impacts you. Right. Like this stuff this past week.
It's heavy.
Not even like getting into it, but it's just like, you know, people playing GWC, like messages come out that people said and stuff. And it's like always just like you feel bad for the people. And then. But then like also it's fun because it's like, oh, this is crazy. Like, I can't believe this guy said this thing.
Yeah.
Like it's like a give and take. And then I just love posting memes too. Like that's literally my favorite thing to do.
You're a good meme artist.
I am. If only that translated to any real skill.
Yeah. I think you're very good at that. I've had to up my Twitter game.
Dude, can I tell you something? I think you've taken some of that from me.
I'm sure I have. It's probably rubbed off.
Yeah, it has. Because I will say without a doubt, I am the best memer in the NHL community.
It's so funny because every time I have a banger one that comes out, I immediately think, dude, the one last year when that tanker got stuck at the Suez Canal, and I was like, dude, I was like, the only thing that can stop cross creases. And I was like, that's a Kesso tweet. And you texted me immediately being like, dude, that is a great tweet. It was the big cargo ship, and I was like, the only thing that's gonna stop.
That was a really good one. That was a really good one.
When you have like cultural reference that goes to NHL, it's hilarious.
So okay, so back to Will Smith. When that happened,
yes, I knew that you'd be flying through. I wasn't at home to be able to do anything with it.
But I didn't make one because I was like, too. It's just too on the nose. Like, because there were so many formats, right? It'd be like EA Sports is Will Smith, and like the people that play the game are Chris Rock. Like there was a lot of, and there was a lot of bad ones too. And I was like, I'm above this. I'm just gonna step away,
dude. The best ones were Will Smith getting photoshopped in other places. Like there was one where he got photoshopped into Pokemon, and I must have laughed for 15 straight minutes. Like it was like Pokemon, him throwing a Pokeball, and it was like in the Game Boy Advance game, and it was so well done that I was like, this one wins. Like this one automatically wins. I was
That's creative. Because there's a lot of people on social media that try to copy what they think is funny. Mm-hmm. But it's not actually funny, like you know, because we saw all the Will Smith memes. But that one's creative.
Yes.
And then your tanker thing that was stuck in the Suez Canal. That's I forgot what it was because it's like, dude. And I, whenever I see a good meme, like I'll reach out to people and be like, "Oh, it's funny," you know, because it's like it's like the lowest form of like comedy. Yep. But some of them are just really creative.
And you got to put some effort in. There's a little bit of effort into it.
Yeah, like whenever I have like a banger one, I'm like, I'm excited. Like, dude, I have one ready that I'm ready to tweet in like a couple days. We'll see if it happens.
Oh my god, bro.
It's so dumb. I don't know why. I think of these and I'm like, oh, I gotta get that one out there.
Dude, man.
What's that?
I was looking to see, I think early access people, like if you have Game Pass, you can get the game like early.
Right now.
That's unbelievable. Game Pass is a whole other thing.
Yeah, what did you think of that PlayStation one that they said that they were doing?
I don't know if I texted you this, but it's so funny because Xbox is, the last two generations of Xbox have been so bad compared to PlayStation, whereas the 360 dominated. But then it's the only generation of Xbox that I apologize for all you Xbox truthers, but it's just simply not accurate to say that Xbox is better than PlayStation when it sells 1/4 of the console. Like just drive by the metrics. Like, you know, I get you can like it more, like all the power to you. Like I used to love the 360 more than my PlayStation 3, but
yeah,
other than that one Xbox, it's lost considerably to Sony. But when you think about who owns it, I consider it like two kids like arguing, and then like if you know they get into a little tussle and they're in high school, and then like if their dads get into a fight, it's like, bro, it'd be like the 6'5", 240-pound gym dad shows up, and it's like me and you are the Sony dads are like, all right, let's be gentlemen about this.
Yeah, let's
like,
be adults here. Yeah, there's no reason to get into an old tussle. Yeah, you know?
we're Sony, because if Microsoft wanted to just absolutely end the PlayStation console, they could, but I don't understand business and understand why they don't want to, and they just haven't. But
dude, they might though.
It's getting closer because Game Pass has been so incredible. I will say this, for PlayStation, it doesn't mean much unless they start releasing first party titles for free. Like MLB literally comes out on Xbox for free if you have Game Pass,
and it's not even a first party title.
Exactly. And so if PlayStation, that needs to happen on PlayStation, and so far it doesn't look like that's happening yet. And the other thing is, if PlayStation does the big thing about Xbox is that their Game Pass, it goes all the way back to like Xbox One games, right? Like Xbox games from the original one.
Yeah.
The thing that Sony has is a gigantic library advantage of PlayStation 2 when Xbox was the comparison, and PlayStation 1.
Yeah, if they, and that's the one I'm interested in.
Yeah, like as an older gamer, maybe just because I'm an older gamer, but if they ported Dino Crisis or something like that, like Driver, and I could play that on my PlayStation 4 somehow in 1080p or like, you know, in a smaller box version, that makes the Sony All Access thing much more intriguing. But if it is just like, you know, like if it doesn't look like it's anything close to as good as Game Pass.
It just seems like they're combining PlayStation Now and PlayStation Plus, and it's just like $18. And it's more expensive than Game Pass, I believe.
Yeah, and you're just not getting nearly as much value. But maybe there's a shot at it. But again, it's like if Microsoft wanted to put an end to the PlayStation, they could easily. I equated this like Twitch and YouTube. Like YouTube just allows Twitch to dabble in the live streaming service. If YouTube was like, hey, you know what? That's enough. We're going to put $4 billion into the UI of YouTube gaming. Twitch is gone. Like that immediately, but they just allow Twitch to just keep continuing, and I don't understand business enough to get why
they just don't see the ROI. I remember late in 21, maybe they're like, big changes coming to YouTube gaming in 22.
Yeah,
we're 4 months into the year almost. What are these
That live streaming services will just never ever compete with what YouTube does now, and there's just no reason to divert resources. There's 100 billion minutes watched every day, whereas on Twitch, it's a million.
They have unlimited resources, right? Like, it's not even diverting. It's Google, right?
I don't understand it. I like I said, man, like, if they wanted to, they could just absolutely eliminate what Facebook did. Like, Zuckerberg, anytime there was a competition, he'd be like, you know what? I'm going to buy you. Instagram, yeah. Oh my God, you're kind of, the picture thing is pretty sweet. Bang, I'm going to buy you. Like, you're just eliminated. You know, like, yeah. I don't understand how YouTube isn't like that, or even Microsoft. Like, I think that Sony is going to be in trouble, I think, in the next, I'd say, 5 years.
Yeah, the only thing they had going for them, I was with you. I had the 360 and the PS3. 360 was like 1,000 times better.
Yeah, it's the only generation that killed PlayStation.
Yeah, but like PlayStation has the better exclusives, like coming from somebody that can have both consoles. And they still have that, but like with Game Pass, like you, like $15 a month, you get all the first party games for free immediately. You have the backlog of games that they have too. Like, it seems like, and then there's Nintendo just off in a different area that's like incredibly fun.
I don't understand how Nintendo can, dude, like they are stuck in the early 2000s in terms of like online play and stuff.
But I still play that.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I do not know why Nintendo is still as successful as it is, because they haven't come out with a new IP that's been interesting in, like, dude, when was the last non-Pokemon, non-Zelda, non-Kirby, non-Mario thing that has come out that you've been
they
like...
They had, and I didn't play it, but they had that Splatoon game, and I don't know how it was.
Sure.
It was that, like, it's paintball not, shooter?
Yeah, like, I played it on GameCube, I think.
Okay. I don't think it was out on GameCube.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. I think I'm thinking of Beautiful Joe or
That was on PS2 as well on GameCube. That was a good game.
I don't know why I'm thinking of that. Maybe because it was colorful. Yeah.
Most likely. Yeah, but no, they don't. But dude, the games are fun though, right? Like, so whenever we got our Switch, we got our Switch like a month into the pandemic because Animal Crossing was coming out, right?
In the beginning of the pandemic. Good.
Yeah, because that was the pandemic game.
Dude, it was literally no one had any daily tasks to do. And all Animal Crossing is daily tasks. Yeah. So that game came out during the perfect period of history. Because like, dude's like, oh, I don't go to work. I don't got to get my morning coffee. I don't got to stop and read the newspaper. It's like, might as well go dig up my fossils and fish four times.
Exactly, dude. And then whenever the pandemic started, I was in my last job. And like, I just didn't have much to do in my last job. Like, so we just moved remotely. I'd bring my laptop down to the living room. My wife would be playing Animal Crossing. Like, it was amazing. But dude, the games are just fun, right? So like whenever we got that, we got Mario Odyssey, and it's just so well designed. Like, those single player games are just better than mostly anything like PlayStation and Xbox can do, because it's fun for the whole family, right?
I agree, man.
Yeah.
Well, right. That was a lot.
We gained some rhythm.
Yeah, we gained steam.
We did.
You guys just have to accept that we're not going to talk about Shell at some point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, listeners.
Or we start recording an hour in and then we go the other way. Better.
Now I feel it. These are the ones we got to do.
Yeah.
Or we can just plan it a little bit better.
Yeah.
But I think this makes it.
No planning. There's no something time for
to
that.
It. There's something to it.
We'll see. We'll see how the reactions are.
I want to know why people watch pack openings.
That's what I want to know.
Dude, I'm too old. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, Thrash, I still don't fully get the Twitch thing.
Thrash is, I don't know what he's doing. It's incredible.
Dude, and he's so smart. Did you, like, I don't know if it was true. I saw him tweet like this $250 pack opening sponsored by Manscaped. And I'm thinking, like, did they purchase like the points or whatever? Like, was that like a $250 that they used so they can have their name on it?
I did do that last year. Not that he got it from me, but I have done something like that. But I just hate pack openings.
Who? What? How much was it?
It was GamerSaloon. They pay me like 200 or 100 to 200 a month, and I was like, okay, I'll just do a big pack opening. We'll call it the GamerSaloon pack opening.
Okay, it's a very good
idea. It's a great idea,
and I'm assuming he still keeps the revenue from the video.
Yeah.
That's great.
And he never. You know what's funny? So I talked to him ever. I talked to him quite a bit. He only plays with untradeable cards. Everything else, he sells and buys packs with coins.
Yeah.
Like it's wild.
He's a weird person too, in that he's so pure of heart. He's one of the nicest people I've met in this community. Whenever I starting out this year with like the YouTube, he literally like offered me like anytime you need help. I haven't gone out to ask him for help, but like he's a really good person.
He's one of the best. He is the best non-Nasher YouTuber in the pure sense of like what a YouTuber you would think a YouTuber is. Very creative with it, 100%.
Yeah.
Way more creative than me. I have subtle comedy that goes along with here are the cards you should use.
Yeah. There's no creativity.
There's not a lot. I'm trying.
There is for you with the, what did you have? The live highlights for the daily content. Like that's good.
I started throwing those in. Yeah. I think that was a good idea. You have to find a way to separate at some point because it's not like anyone copies anyone. There's no other ideas, you know? When you cover the content of what the cards are coming out, right? You give your ideas, your thoughts. Everyone can do that. You got to separate at some point. Like, that's how. So I just started throwing in, you know, the real life cards. But
yeah,
dude. All right. Well, it's almost MLB time. It is now 9:30 at night. And at midnight, MLB comes out. And are you going to be watching or are you going to be playing?
I am going to be sleeping.
Oh, big mistake.
Dude, I got some Champs games to stream tomorrow. So.
Right.
I know, right?
Oh my god. On MLB launch day.
I know. And GWC's coming up. I gotta win.
That's all right. I respect that. All right, guys. It has been real. Thank you for watching and listening and all of that. And we will see you guys like live on my stream potentially, depending if the subathon is still going. Starts at 10 a.m. on Friday. So if it's still going Sunday night, you can come watch us live on my channel and we'll do it. We'll do a live coffee and chill. But thank you guys for watching and we'll see you next time.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.